AM 1450 KBMW.
Got Thursday going on here. Hope yours is treating you well. Nice morning sunshine. 37 degrees. Look who I get to talk to today for our monthly visit. Talking BW Chess, Dominic Robberin. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill.
Always great to see your smiling face coming here.
Thank you very much.
Wish this was more than once a month. I keep telling you that, but I know it's tough for you.
I know.
But, well, what's going on? What's happening with the chess club?
Yeah, I thought maybe we can do this kind of two stages. Maybe in the first part, I just kind of talk about what's happening in our chess club. So let me start with that. We do have our monthly tournaments happening again. The first one was last month, and the next one is next Tuesday. So that's coming up in only 5 days. Looking forward to see many faces coming and playing with us to win some chamber bucks. Really excited for that, and I will shoot out some communication with our email over the weekend for that. In addition to that, and it's just like one day early right now because today I have a day off, and what I will do is we will have some new yellow goldish posters that you will see everywhere in town, letting people know that we have chess at the Breckenridge Public Library. So excited for that for sure. You know, it's always good to have something new, maybe once a year or so, that people see, ooh, shiny, and yeah, there's something going on.
Right. Grabs their attention.
Yeah, exactly.
So, folks, if you've been thinking about taking up chess, you want to learn, now's the time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, in addition to that, we also started working on our winter tournament. I will say it will likely be in February. And we will hear more about that, so going live with our communication the beginning of next year. Give people a little bit time to, you know, okay, this is happening coming up soon, so they have time to sign up for things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, to back up now, we got to talk. Yep. When you came in here, you said you were listening to the World Chess Channel. Is that what's going on?
Well, okay, as I was biking here, I was listening to the World Cup is happening right now, which is a knockout tournament like you would know, for example, from tennis, and where some of the 200 best players, play each other, and the commentators are also grandmasters, so it's really fascinating to hear, you know, all their thoughts on things, because you don't always get to do that. And I'm glad you mentioned that because it kind of goes, and this tournament is relevant because the first, second, and third qualify for a tournament where you can become the world champion. So that's why it's really important. And this kind of thing made me think of something else that I would like to talk about a little bit.
Sure, go ahead.
Which is, how and why do we win in chess?
Two great questions.
Yeah.
How and why do we win in chess?
Exactly. And okay. I thought about this in the last few weeks, especially after the North Dakota State Championship, where I was certainly a little bit lucky to win it, but I would think it was more than just luck.
You are so modest.
And
so congratulations on that first, by the way. Let's put you in the spotlight for a second. I know you don't like it there, but there you go.
So, and it made me think, I should find ways to share some of that knowledge because it's, you know, sometimes when we play really fast games, we call them blitz, and it's 5-minute games. Yeah, this is mostly about instincts, making really fast moves, but especially in tournaments with more time, it's more about making good and fast moves. There, you have longer games, and often it is pretty much a battle with yourself, too. Which is one part that I really love about chess is how you can improve yourself, and I would love to maybe share just two things really that occurred to me during the tournament. One of them was in the second game I played where I won, and out of the opening I had a really nice position with black, so not only did I already equalize, already had a slightly better position, and I felt good about it. But at some point, I realized, oops, I didn't play, the most accurate move. And my opponent made a knight move and stared at me saying, ha. And I looked at it and I'm like, yep, That's a really good move. And I certainly don't have an advantage anymore, but I still wanted to win the game. So I had to basically admit to myself, okay, this hasn't been going great. But then you just have to kind of move on from there. Okay, that's in the past. What can you do now? And I felt very uncomfortable with his rook on the board, and I exchanged those. And in the end, he had one bishop and I had one knight. And I just thought, somehow I fancy myself winning this. And sure enough, some 20 moves later, eventually I got a winning position and won.
So it was a visual thing? I mean, did you visualize this?
Yeah, to some degree, yes. Okay. I figured, okay, what do I want to happen here? And you have to play something you're comfortable with. And I realized I wanted those rooks off the board. How can I do that? So I achieved that. And I just thought, and I wasn't 100% sure, that my knight would be stronger than his bishop. And maybe there's something happening there. So there's a lot that goes on, you know, more than just what you see on the board.
So it's process and navigation is what I'm picking up. Is that the takeaway from this? I mean, you got to process and then you have to navigate through it.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you have to find those solutions. And it's not always straightforward, and you don't always succeed. But the second thing I wanted to talk about, and that is a very niche thing, which is, when should you offer a draw? Now, for those who don't know, you can win or lose by someone checkmating you, but you can also draw a game either when there's no more material on the board to checkmate or if you simply agree to a draw. And during the tournament, I was sitting next to someone else, and this guy, every five moves, he offers a draw to his opponent. And I'm like, oh my gosh, when he was actually already losing, I thought. And that's really, you really shouldn't do that. So I'm like, nah, that's not really cool. And one guy who would never offer a draw, for example, and I just think that's fine, but in a sense you also lose a tool in your toolbox, because and I'm on the show, maybe, you know, in my last game I thought about offering a draw. In my second last game I had a similar position to the guy I talked about, who I had maybe a slightly worse position. And I knew I was not going to offer a draw then. It would probably only make my opponent feel like, oh, I have a good position here, I should somehow win. Instead, I just played very diligently on until at some point we traded some pieces and he looked at me realizing I can't win this game. And we basically both nodded our heads and said, okay, that's a draw.
That's a draw.
Like,
okay, this is fascinating stuff.
We were both agreed, okay, none of us can win this game. And in the end, he placed second and I placed first afterwards in the tournament. And then
whatever you were doing it right.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Now, in the last game, very different story. And this is, I don't want to say, you know, next level psychology, but in the middle game, I offered my opponent a draw. And he was pressing a little bit at the position, thought he was better, although objectively maybe he was not, but I pretty much knew he would not accept this draw. Now, why would I offer a draw?
It was going to be my question.
Exactly. Now, and the reason why I do that, and then explained it to someone afterwards, I mean, I took the chance that he would accept it, which he didn't, and I thought that was a small, I took that risk basically, but when somebody says, no, I don't accept the draw, it basically puts the emphasis on them winning the game. He says, I'm not taking the draw. Now you basically need to win. So you need to start taking risks in the position. And he just took too much risk and lost the game.
Oh, man.
So those are just some examples of, you know, what goes on. When you just kind of look at it, you don't see all those things. And mm-hmm. I would like to maybe find more ways to share some of these thoughts with people on how you can improve your chess and what can you do. There's just so much more to it.
Right. Absolutely. You know what I want to do in the new year? Okay, I'm going to put this on my bucket list.
Okay.
For 2026. I'm going to get you in here someday. We're going to do an entire hour. And we're not going to just talk chess. We're gonna talk Dominic because, again, you're one of the most fascinating people I know. The things you've done, and I would love to share your stories. So put that on your bucket list, too, for 2026. We're going to get that done. Dominic Robert, are talking BW Chess. Thank you so much, my friend. Always great having you in here.
Thank you.
You bet. It's 916, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw.